Please be seated. For my first 5 years as a bishop, I was the auxiliary bishop in Fort Wayne, South Bend, and actually served as the rector of the co-cathedral called St. Matthew in South Bend. I was also the pastor of that parish. It's a large parish in a very Catholic town, a big Catholic school. The cathedral seats about 1,200 people. Many things went on in that parish, all sorts of stuff for the kids in school, for youth, for evangelization, for RCIA, all sorts of programs. But one of the things in that parish that I thought was pretty wonderful is the way they honored over and over again the older members of the parish. And there was a real good reason for it. I don't know if you folks, you're old enough to remember when Studebaker was made in South Bend. It was the business, and a lot of other businesses depended upon it. The cathedral was built in 1959, and they also built an extension on the school and a big gymnasium, and really in the early 60s is when Studebaker closed, and the parish really was a working-class parish. Many people did not have a lot of money, but they did not collapse with dollars, with quarters, with nickels and pennies. They paid off that church. They paid off the debt on the school. They kept that faith community alive and vibrant. And a lot of folks who'd even moved out of the neighborhood nonetheless stayed members of their parish because that's where their parents were. And great-grandchildren knew the story of those faithful couples that embodied Catholic Christianity for that faith community. And they honored them. I think we do something like that every time we honor people who have been faithful to one another for 50 years. I know there's a private part of it. A young man and a young woman meet each other. They get to know each other. They become friends, and that friendship deepens into love. They come to God's house to promise they'll be faithful, that they'll live together until death do they part. Their love overflows into their families if they're blessed with children, and they even are loved and beloved by often their children's children. But it's the family. But you also build up in a very special way the family of Christ. The sacrament, which is what you are, living sacraments, are outward signs instituted by Christ that give grace, which is a fancy way of saying make Jesus present. And over those 50 years, over and over again, sometimes with the cross, sometimes with those moments of joy, with all those things that enter into a human life, your love made Jesus Christ present. You are the living stones that make up our church. You are not only a blessing for your family and friends, you are a blessing for everyone who strives to follow Jesus Christ and build their lives around His gospel. Today is a moment, certainly, to remember and give thanks, to treasure those stories in your family, to retell them, to be willing to tell your story to the littlest kids in your family. But today is also a moment for this diocese to thank God for who you are. Like those folks I knew in South Bend, you built this local church by everything you've said, everything you've done, by living Christ's life in your everyday lives. The gospel we just heard, the wedding feast of Cana, is so filled with rich meaning. First of all, that the first sign Jesus manifested that He was the Son of God, it is significant that He did it at a wedding feast. But the part I want to kind of zero in on this afternoon was the line about the wine. Remember the steward who did not know where that vintage had come from said, "Most people serve the good stuff first. And after people have had a couple drinks, then they bring out the cheaper stuff, because who'll notice at that time. But he says to the bridegroom, you have saved the best for last. The richest, most wonderful vintage you save for later in the celebration. You know, there are cheap wines that are served almost the year they're bottled. Beaujolais. They're meant to be kind of spring wines. But the great vintages, those wines with a special flavor, those wines with an aroma, those wines that gladden the heart at a good meal, those wines that people write about and talk about and remember are the older vintages. They have a history. They grew, they changed, and they are better than any new wine. I believe that is what is true about your marriages. You are the rich wine of the kingdom. Your love, which isn't the love you had when you were young and foolish, but the love you've had after living together for 50 years, is truly precious to the church. When they asked Jesus what heaven would be like, he actually described it as like a wedding banquet, like what we celebrate today. We are all gathered around the table of our Father. You don't all know each other. You know your family. Some of you know each other. But we are nonetheless all here because the Lord Jesus Christ has called us. We are all celebrating a gospel of love. We are all one family in Christ and in His Spirit. And at this table of the Lord, we get a taste of that vintage of heaven, of a joy that knows no end, of a cross that leads to glory, of a love that simply has no limit to it, of being absorbed in that love which is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit without beginning or ending, with a bliss and a beatitude which God has promised to all those who believe in Him. So today, this local church honors you. We thank God for you. We bless you for your love for one another. And we all look forward to the wedding feast of heaven, where every tear will be wiped away, where there will be no more death or suffering, where God will be Father of us all, and we will be one in His great love.